Approval of the minutes of the meeting of Council held on the 5th of July 2024, published on the Council's website. Apologies for that.
Mr. Mayor, received apologies from Councillors Astin, Councillor Cross, Councillor Barron, and Councillor Phillips.
Mr. Mayor, Councillor Fardais is delayed.
Declaration of interest. Announcements are left to read too. The Mayor's announcement to Council Tuesday 10th September 2024. The anniversary of Battle of Britain, Sunday the 15th September 2024. The church service at the Mayor's Church, followed by replaying at the foot of the Auburn Road. Now, with sadness, I'm going to ask you all to stand so we announce the passing of former Alderman David Ryan Price. Please join me in one moment.
Conservative government at that time, September 2023, alongside primary legislation, the Levelling Up and Regeneration Act, that was enacted in October 23. Meanwhile, from May 2023, the Borough Council's administration has taken time to carefully review and consider the implications for our area of these changes, as well as continue to maintain an updated evidence base and react to the input provided to the preferred options consultation, much of which was truly excellent in terms of quality and detail, I especially appreciate the input provided by the members opposite, some of whom argued against their own plan at some length. When the current administration took over, it became clear that the preferred options document was not sufficiently advanced to progress through to adoption at that time, as set out by the previous administration's timescales in the published local development scheme. In any event, all local planning authorities across the country are currently considering the proposed mandatory housing targets and changes to the planning system. Whatever stage received by a local plan, transitional arrangements are clear that sooner or later, if the proposed housing targets are confirmed, these will need to be provided for moving forward. Therefore, it is as a result of significant proposals from the government, and we will continue to progress the new local plan using available resources in the most efficient and effective way. Now, the country and our own communities are living through a housing crisis. We have retired people who are currently unable to remain in their community due to a lack of suitable housing. Likewise, young families. Likewise, people who wish to rent but cannot. All varieties of people seeking different but non-existent homes or homes beyond their price range. Now, I must congratulate the former administration for pursuing a policy of housing growth under the current plan period, but they were unable to also ensure the infrastructure kept pace with their huge house-building programme, with locations such as Knowsall, Eccleshall and Stone groaning under the pressure, communities like Marston Grange having to suffer years of delays for so-called temporary solutions. This administration is committed to ensuring new communities, which will last perhaps 100 years, are supported from day one with the appropriate infrastructure and become places where people can not just live, but thrive. With regard to the latest government consultation and mandatory housing targets, the Borough Council will be submitting a response by 24th of September deadline. It is anticipated that updated national policy will be received by the end of the year, when an assessment of the local implications can then be considered through the planning process for both the plan making and the decision taking.
Mr. Mayor, thank you very much to the Cabinet Member for a very helpful response. But I have to say that this authority under Conservative control had an enviable reputation for house building under the controlling group's Going for Growth strategy, which was a 15-year strategy. It provided homes for local people, for our elderly, starters and special needs. And we've exceeded all our housing targets year on year. So in the light of this attainment, is this administration going to respond to the Labour government's demand for an eye-watering 119% increase over and above the current ambitious targets that we've already set? Thank you very much.
I don't mind banking up a few questions and replying in one go.
No, carry on.
Yes, we will be responding.
When we see it.
So, is that another question?
No. Sorry, Mr. Beck. Will we see the response in a good time to comment on it?
You're asking to see the draft response before it's submitted. I'll take advisement from that from officers. I won't answer this time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fair. Good evening, everyone. My understanding is that you have not met the affordable housing target within the last year. What are your future plans to address this, please?
I'm not sure how this question relates as a supplementary. Are we ever working on that? I don't need the data.
Mr. Mayor?
Presumably there are affordable homes within the new homes?
Yeah.
Or are we just building homes which aren't affordable?
So supplementary questions may be on any matter arising out of the original question or the answer.
Okay.
Can I raise
it
in the additional question, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah. Sorry, did we want an answer to
Councillor Ashton? Yes, please. Can I have an answer, please?
The building of affordable housing, especially social housing, tends to be quite lumpy in terms of
when it's built. And so in the planned period, there were times when more affordable housing was built in certain years, and other times there's it just falls out of the order after that 1 year period. But to give a detailed answer, I'd need the support of the relevant officers, and we do get that on the quarterly reports. So I think scrutiny is probably the best place for that.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. I'm delighted to stand because I think some of the traditions of this council are really important to maintain. Good evening, councillors. I thought it was a really helpful answer. However, and I don't think there's anyone arguing that transitional arrangements will come forward, but it's the speed they come forward. So that was the point of the question, that by not having an up-to-date plan that has been reviewed in the last 5 years, effectively those transitional arrangements will come forward faster. And we will not be able to avoid that. That's the first element that I wanted to raise. The second is, I actually didn't hear an answer to where will the 8,500 homes go, because, you know, are you doing a call for sites? Well, actually, I know you're doing a call for sites. So, you know, where is that plan? Where is that planning that's going forward? Thirdly, I think the other part of the question that's been sort of ignored is that there are authorities in Staffordshire, CANAC, District TACE, which happens to be our partner, South Staffs, Newcastle, who were further behind in plan making, who are now already at a Reg 19 stage. So we could have got there if the administration had so chose. So there was a political decision, or was there a different decision to delay bringing forward that local plan? Because the net effect is we'll all take much greater housing within the borough because of the transitional arrangements. And the final question I just wanted to pick up on is the new communities within appropriate... with the new communities...
Thank you. Supplementary question, not questions.
I can come back and ask the next question if you'd like, Mr. Mayor.
Just one question.
But it's related to the point that was made by the Cabinet member, which was about infrastructure.
One question.
And I was just interested to see which new communities he'd got in mind for targeting the infrastructure and the growth. Thank you.
So I think the main part of your question was, where will these houses be? That is being looked at by Cabinet and by officers. There is a permanent call for sites that is never closed. We'll be looking at that, and we'll be looking at the other sites that came forward during the preferred options consultation.
Councillor Pearce.
Now, I'm sure the Cabinet member of planning would welcome suggestions from the opposition side for where the housing might go. I'm sure we'll all be looking forward to input from everyone as to where all these houses are going to go. But can I put a question, which is this. When the previous proposals on the local plan were published by the previous administration, were the residents of Stafford overwhelmingly in favour of those proposals, or were there substantial objections from certain quarters? And perhaps where you can mention where those quarters were. Thank you.
Thank you for the clear question. Yes, very good. There was a lot of feedback that came in on the third option consultation that was run by the previous administration. Some of them from the front bench of the administration at the time, which had some quite lengthy and some very interesting points to make. We have had a look at all of that. That took a lot of time. A lot of people had not just NIMBY complaints about housing in their area, but some quite detailed hyper-local knowledge of their communities, of their villages and of the sites, and the problems that would happen if housing was in that area. This has meant a lot of evidence is needed. A lot of gathering of evidence has been going on. And we will be taking all of that under advisement as we move forward with our new recommendations.
Previous administration oversaw a lot of new housing in the borough, but failed to ensure that the infrastructure kept pace with it. Does the Cabinet member agree with the Deputy Prime Minister that new housing should always be infrastructure-led?
Thank you again for a very clear question. Yes, I absolutely agree, as does the new Labour government. unlike the practice that we've had before, where viability or other reasons have meant delays to infrastructure, schools being built and open far too late, temporary traffic lights, and all sorts of different problems with infrastructure. We have had word from government, we have had statements, we have had proposals that development should be infrastructure-led. We'll find that we get a turnaround in local support if infrastructure is there when it's needed and not years too late. That's a thing that needs to be done. That's a change in development that we need to be putting in there. We've got to work out the economics of that. Infrastructure-led development is absolutely key to getting local support.
Councillor Pearce, I'm told you're not allowed a second question.
Oh, okay.
Councillor Jones, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A lot of community wards in the borough have got approved plans. They've got approved neighbourhood plans that took a lot of work and were subject to referendum, and many of those plans were approved with a very big majority. Can I have assurances that any locally approved neighbourhood plan will be protected within the review that is currently being taken of additional housing, please?
So the neighbourhood plan lasts for the lifetime of the local plan that it then forms part of. That will be part of the evidence base that goes into the new local plan. Over time, it is appropriate that we review the items that are in a neighbourhood plan, primarily the settlement boundaries, but there are other elements that are important to them. And I have been going to any parish and town council that wishes me to talk to them regarding how they come about with their new vision for the next 20, 50, 100 years, and helping them understand where in the neighbourhood plan revisions they should start. It's a bit too early to start the formal process of new neighbourhood plans, but I do encourage those parish councils to come talk to me or my officers. I'm happy to go talk to them as a politician and listen to what the people need, rather than have an officer come along and quote rules. I want to hear what people want and I want to help explain what's going on. And I have been to a number of places already, along with the leader of the council. It's been very interesting, and those places found it very useful. So I do encourage you to encourage your parish council to come along and talk to us, and invite us along to talk to them about the new neighbourhood plans they have envisaged for the next 5 years.
Thank you. That's indeed that one. So now we move on to item 7, notice of motion.
Thank you. The motion is as read. However, there is a slight amendment that I'd like to put in there. Originally, the priority needs to be directed away from A roads and concentrate on B roads, unclassified, rural and urban roads that the job addresses live on or along. We'd like to change that to equal priority needs to be given to A roads, B roads, unclassified, rural and urban roads that the majority of residents live on or along. I'd also like to further go on personal thoughts on this motion. As you may know, I ride a motorcycle, cycle with my two young girls. Both of these activities are dangerous at the best of times, but the conditions of our bones make this a very nerve-wracking ordeal, especially as a parent, and I'm sure a lot of you appreciate. I'm even told by some residents that they fear driving, cycling, or even walking, and in some cases no longer opt to drive due to potential damage or injury to themselves and their vehicles. Also, my personally as well, my friend who is a policeman lives in Stafford. He commutes to Birmingham for cycles to the station. On his way to the station last year, he hit a pothole and broke his shoulder. He then claimed against the county council for a figure of £6,000. My partner also recently was driving along, burst her tyre on a pothole, and again claimed against the council. This is just my experience. How many other people are also making these claims, and how much money is being lost that could be spent on roads or other areas within the borough? I think it's also notable to look at the votes that have been made. The majority of England voters are in a very poor state of affairs. However, it does not appear to generally be our close neighbour in Wales. This indicates it's not an environmental or materials issue, but maybe more a logistical issue. I hope you can see fit to see this motion through and make move to offer a pleasurable, safe experience that does not require Paris Dakar 4x4 or tank.
Is that second? I would like to second that motion and reserve the right to speak.
Thank you. Right. Any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I should start by saying that I'm not here in a county council role, and I'm going to try not to, to stray into, I was going to say foreign territory, so maybe it isn't foreign. But I think it would be wrong for me not just to give a couple of reflections, because it strikes me that we've just come through the wettest winter in the last 130 years, and the problem with the weather as it is it wasn't cold, but the dampness and the rain fundamentally undermined the quality of the road network that we have within not just Stafford Borough but the county. To me, it's not what you deal with; it's how you respond to it. And in fairness to the county council. Back in May, they put an extra £8 million into fixing the county's roads. So just to try and give a bit of perspective to that, they currently put £42 million into operational repairs and £83 million into capital schemes. And we've seen £5.6 million across six schemes spent in Stafford Borough, Radford Bank, Weeping Cross, Jail Square, Newcastle Road in Coatsy, all over the place. But actually the bit which I think is really impressive is the 191 locations, and I have a list which I'd be grateful if was appended to the minutes of the meeting, please, Mr. Mayor, because over £5 million has been spent doing patching work and repair work. So actually, the £8 million of spend, those teams were mobilised by the end of July across the county. And we've seen the benefits of those, and some of the schemes that I've just referenced are here. So my concern is that some of this motion is backward looking because it relates to something that has been a problem, and the county, who is the highways authority, who is responsible for roads in this county, has dealt with and done. That's my first problem with the motion. The second problem I have with it is that there is already a layer of elected members who are elected to represent the county council and the highways authority. And if we're going to suddenly create another layer of bureaucracy and red tape and committees, it strikes me as that doesn't actually fix the problems, because actually the county are well on with fixing the problems. So unfortunately, as the motion stands, I can't support it.
Councillor Williamson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I agree entirely with the comments that have been made about the motion. One or two from me, please. And it's around the fact that we're supposed to sign up to the Borough Council believes. Now, for all councillors, it's a fairly open book, and I'm not sure whether I personally believe with everything that's been put in here. The first paragraph there, the first line says, the Borough Council believes that we have roads in a worrying poor state of repair across our county. Now, are we at a county council meeting or are we at a Borough Council meeting? And I'm afraid that the Green Party needs to sort of realise that we're actually a Borough Council and proud of it. And then another point says that we need to encourage cycling on our roads and encourage cyclists to be confident using local roads. I've seen all the work that went on for 6 months, 8 months at Sainsbury's to put a cycleway in, and all I get from residents is, what's the point, because no one's actually using it or going to use it. And then you've got I'm imposing slightly on the member for Stafford, by Costa Coffee and Plumbit, they want to take away the parking there and make that into a cycle lane, which I cannot sort of support, because it's knocking small businesses. And then I think I'm pleased that you picked up about the A roads. It's very important that we make sure that people get from A to B, whether it's on an A road or a rural road for that matter. And I'm not sure whether that point is actually relevant now that you've changed it, because it's just saying all roads should be looked at. Now, the Borough Council at one point, a long while ago, and I asked one or two members who've been on the council longer than me, the Borough Council did have responsibility for roads. Could have confirmation of someone that we actually haven't got responsibility for roads, because I was under the impression that it's the county is the highways authority. Maybe, and it's a question for Councillor Rose and Councillor Spencer, maybe they think that they ought to be taking, the Borough Council ought to be taking over roads and the cost to residents. And while they're at it, maybe they'd like to take on social care and health and transport, which are another two difficult parts of the county council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, I'd like to begin by thanking the county councillors opposite for giving an excuse for the county council's position. Well, we've done the best to give an excuse, but I think most of us would see absolutely right through it. Because the fact of the matter is that, notwithstanding the fact that some work has been done, we have to accept that, the roads of the county, and particularly in Stafford Borough, are in a state. There are potholes all over the place, and they are dangerous. And I'm appalled at the complacency of the other side to say, oh, well, the job's been done. Those are the words. The job's been done. Let's not worry about it. I really am appalled. But I just want to pick up on one or two points that were made. Reference was made to it being, in the motion, that it talks about it being a county-wide problem. Well, the fact of the matter is, believe it or not, residents of Stafford Borough travel to other parts of the county. So they are affected by what's happening in other parts of the county. So I think it's perfectly valid to reference
the county. That wasn't the point we made.
Do you mind if I complete my speech? I don't interrupt people. Thank you. Reference was also made to this being a Green Party motion. This motion has been put forward by two members of the council, and it will be voted on by all members of the council. And that's the way we should deal with matters. And as for, oh well, you might as well talk about taking over the roads and taking over social service, what a load of nonsense. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Well, I've got to say, don't forget we've repaired 2,500 potholes in the last 12 months, and there's a lot more going on. And I've got to say, in all honesty, you know, I'm talking as a borough councillor, but I'm saying about the A34 and the Weeping Cross area and Bassage area. At the moment, there's an awful lot of work going on there. I know it's causing confusion sometimes with the closure of the roads and everything, but I've got to say, in all honesty, I'm really pleased that this work is being done, because if that bridge was to collapse, that bridge near Aldi, then we would be looking at 18 months of probably disruption. So although it's causing confusion, I'm really pleased that work has been done, and I'm really pleased that the County Council has listened to get this work done, and the money that's been spent is just unbelievable. So I've got to say thank you for doing it. But can I also say to Councillor Spencer, we're here to talk about Stafford Borough and not people in Wales and their roads. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just travel beyond Staffordshire. You're talking about Staffordshire, we're talking about Stafford Borough especially. I regularly go down to Northampton, and believe you me, Stafford Borough and Staffordshire is a paradise compared to the roads down there. You really are struggling in those places. So if you go beyond Staffordshire, we aren't that bad. Things are got problems nationally, but Staffordshire and Stafford Borough, I think, are doing a good job.
Councillor Kenny.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just a little bit perplexed by the 2,500. It's a pretty poor show, the number of potholes that are there in 12 months. 50 a week. Terrible.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify, Councillor Winnington informed the Chamber that all the parking at Plumbies will be removed. That is incorrect. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor is probably the only councillor who was here when we had the agency for highways in Stafford. I can say that when we had that agency, we didn't have half the problems they have now. We used to do a jolly good job in the borough, and we had relatively few complaints. It all fell apart when the county council took it back again, and it's gone from bad to worse. Not only do we have potholes, but we have consecutive potholes. They're repaired and they break up again. They repair and break up again. If they're going to do the job, they should do it properly. And if their contractor doesn't do it, they should be charging it. I hope they are. Because if it's falling apart again, you do it again. Free, bucksheet. Mr. Mayor, one thing, I just have a little nudge perhaps at the proposal of this motion. We talk about cyclists and cars, but I wonder about a little nudge towards motorcyclists. Now, they may not all like motorcyclists, but they suffer significantly because of potholes. And they can be going at faster speeds, within the speed limit, but nevertheless faster than cyclists, and they can be very destabilised by potholes and do quite a lot of damage to themselves. So it would be nice if perhaps we could include, once or twice, a mention of motorcyclists as another class of vehicle driver who can suffer significantly and possibly fatally from potholes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You've only spoken 2 minutes. This point arising from the previous. Is this point arising from the previous?
It's a point arising from what county? It doesn't matter, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you all for your attention and time so far. I would like to thank Double Hatters, Councillor Clerk, Councillor Winnington and Councillor Edger for their knowledge of the County Council and Amy, their contractor. Whilst you're right that highways is the responsibility of the County Council, this motion is here to draw attention to the poor state they are currently doing in reference to B-roads and unclassified roads. And I believe it's in the interest of all residents for this motion to be passed. I think councillors across the chamber can all agree that the state of local roads are unacceptable, posing a danger both to cyclists and to drivers. This motion calls for the County Council and their contractor Amy to give equal priority to all roads, ensuring that our residents, no matter where they live, have safe and easy access to where they need to go to. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're going to try and respond to what's been said with regards to we are the borough and not the county council. As far as I understand, we are here to represent the residents of the borough. And where we go to parish council meetings, generally sometimes it's just the borough council, there's no county council representative. We listen to the residents, we hear what they say, we're hearing it across the board, there's issues with roads, and this is what I've raised, we could admit that it's not raised to the county councils because they're not present. This is why I raised
the question. We go to the vote. Are all those in favour, please show. Those against?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to take the motion as read on the orders of proceedings. But I did just want to say a few words around it, because in my view, there is no mandate from the recent general election for the government to disadvantage so many older people whilst giving above inflation wage increases to their union mates and paymasters. I'm glad you find it amusing, because I'll tell you, there are 28,163 pensioners now who will not receive in Stafford Borough the winter fuel allowance, thanks to this government's proposals. There's actually 172,000 across Staffordshire as well. So, for many of these people who were in receipt of the winter fuel allowance, it was the security to know that they could put on the heating in winter when it was most cold. So the impact is not just being cold, it is also the worry and concern which could severely impact people's mental health. Those in receipt of the universal allowance are often furthest away from employment, so least able to do anything about replacing that money that is being stolen from them. The winter fuel allowance, whilst it was brought in by a Labour Chancellor, Gordon Brown, in 1997, was a universal allowance, and a cut to this by the Labour...
This isn't what's come forward at all.
Mr. Mayor, are you allowing me to continue?
No.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So, the danger with where we are now is cutting universal allowances may be the start of things to come. We're talking about someone who is potentially just above the pension level of 11,300, who is now going to be £300 poorer, and they're going to have to make the decision often whether they heat or eat, and those are insidious decisions for our residents. Therefore, this motion calls upon the council to look at finding different ways of mitigating some of the problems. Many of the people who are eligible for pension credits don't claim them. So actually doing something to publicise that and try and encourage as many people to take them up seems to me to be a practical way of doing it. And many of the proposals within the items 1 to 6 are all about trying to find practical ways of supporting those people who are most affected by these proposals brought in by the government, and I hope members across the council will support this motion.
Seconded by Councillor.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I think really. I think really I should declare an interest on this. I'm being a pensioner, and I think half this chamber should declare an interest on this item, actually. I'm standing here because I worry about the people that Councillor Pertz mentioned, the people that are £1 or £2 just over the limit to be able to get their pension credit. And these are the people that we've got to worry about. And I really feel very strongly about how it's going to affect their health, not just mentally, but physically as well. If they can't eat their homes, what are they going to do? I really, really am concerned about it. So what is this council going to do to help these people within the borough? I would ask the leader of the council if will you write to the Prime Minister and tell him that this council does not agree with this policy. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Looks like we're writing lots of letters after this council meeting.
Good.
This motion falls foul on a point of order I should make now. Falls foul of Rule 13.5 of the Constitution of Stafford Borough Council, which states that motions containing proposals which would A, increase capital and or revenue expenditure of the council, and or B, reduce the income of the council, must first be referred to the cabinet by the chief executive prior to consideration by the council. And therefore, Mr. Mayor, I refer this to the chief executive.
Mr. Mayor,
I've been first with the chief executive.
Mr. Mayor, forgive me if I don't understand, and I'm not sure my voice will carry down to the right tonight. I am content, as the leader of the council suggests, this would have a budget implication for the council, particularly in council items 1 and 6 listed on page 5, and therefore I'm content that this should be referred back to the cabinet.
Mr. Mayor, in that case, first to have it now without further consideration tonight. Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, point of order. There are things within this motion which don't have a financial implication which could potentially be debated this evening.
It's a point of order to clarify rule 13.5, which states that it should be referred to tax before consideration here, but it has five implications.
I can help.
The rule has been made, isn't it? Thank you.
Can I just get on with
it? Mr. Mayor, I wonder if I might say something. This all arose. Because
no,
their side actually said put this motion down, and they've now been voiced by their own petards. Reserve the right to speak.
You get your dinner 5 minutes earlier.